Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. Law enforcement officials in South Jersey say the death of a black man in Minneapolis while in police custody does not reflect how police should engage the public. Burlington County Prosecutor Scott Cofina in a statement says the death of George Floyd is deeply troubling and indefensible, and insisted police are trained to provide fair treatment and justice to all residents. Camden County Police Chief Joseph Wysocki says his department's use of force policy, which was modified last year, is a national model.
I pray that we can never see such a senseless death as we've seen in Minnesota. I hope that this never occurs again. I'm going to do everything I can to train our officers to have the knowledge and the ability to navigate these situations safely and peacefully.
The bedrock of the policy, he says, is to value everyone's life and that the police are guardians of the city, not warriors. Philadelphia's police commissioner released a statement saying, "As a member of the noble law enforcement profession, I know that those of us who work earnestly to serve all communities with fairness and sincerity have grown weary of our efforts being stained by the actions of those who commit these inhumane acts. As a mother, I cannot relay enough the helplessness and sadness I feel when my sons, having been children of police officers their entire lives, relay to me that they fear for their lives because of the unjustified fear others have of them, solely due to their existence." Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney has withdrawn his proposal for a property tax increase to fund the school district after the state legislature agreed to higher-than-expected school funding. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Kenney sent a letter to City Council President Darrell Clark saying he'd requested the 4% tax increase to keep the district from having to make painful cuts that would set students back. But the state funding will eliminate the district's deficit, and so the tax increase is not needed. However, he says, a tax increase may be needed in the future.
As long as I'm mayor, I'm not stepping back on allowing our kids to go through what they went through in 2008, 2009, 2010.
The mayor also announced at the briefing that the city is almost ready to reveal guidelines for moving into the yellow phase of reopening. The target date is June 5th. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is promising more guidance soon on relaxing restrictions in light of the over 2 months long pandemic, and he's asking for patience even as health officials are concerned about one particular trend. Several shop owners have suggested they will resume operations next week no matter what. Murphy explains why he's taking a slow and steady approach to reopening the state.
The last thing we want to do is give a date and then pull back from that date on something, or give you a number on capacity and then pull back. I know you're frustrated, folks, and I don't blame you, but part of the reason is we want to go down this one-way street once, and we want to get it as right as we possibly can.
Health experts are concerned over a rise in new hospitalizations, 365 reported Wednesday, mostly in North Jersey, the most in a week. Bucks County election officials say they've processed 100,000 mail-in ballots and are still working on getting them mailed out. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County Chief Clerk Gail Humphrey says in 2016, the county processed 6,000 mail-in ballots. Tuesday was the deadline to apply for mail-ins.
We received about 3,000 applications just that day alone.
She says some of those voters may not get their ballot until Monday. The county has drop boxes available at the county government buildings in Doylestown, Levittown, and Quakertown available Saturday through Monday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Officials say masks will be mandatory for in-person voting, and they will be available at polling places across Bucks County. A Philadelphia man has been charged in the death of a 9-year-old boy who authorities say accidentally shot himself inside of his Germantown home earlier this week. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has details.
It was just about 9:30 Tuesday night when the 15-year-old brother of 9-year-old Rajiv Ingram heard a bang inside an upstairs bedroom along 20th Street near Nedro Avenue, and authorities say that's when he found his little brother shot in the face. Detectives interviewed the child's mother and her live-in boyfriend, 30-year-old Saeed Booker, and sources say that's when the man admitted it was his weapon.
Booker has now been charged with involuntary manslaughter, endangering the welfare of a child, and reckless endangerment, as well as tampering with evidence. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.